Starting today, the North Carolina Medicaid program will pay for medicines to treat hepatitis C for patients no matter how sick they are. In the past, the state wouldn't pay for the expensive drugs unless the patient had stage 2 liver damage. WFAE's Alex Ogan has more on what this means for patients.
35-year-old Ginger Parker doesn't know how long she's had hepatitis C. She used heroin for 9 years, so she's pretty sure she knows how she got the viral infection that attacks the liver.
We all shared needles. I don't know with exactly how many, but it was just the thing that you did.
She's now in recovery in West Charlotte. A few months ago, she went to the doctor in hopes of getting the medicine that can cure the disease in most people. But she was met with devastating news. The North Carolina Medicaid program wouldn't pay for the treatment until she had a certain amount of liver damage.
For the first time in my life, I'm trying to get treatment to be healthy, to really be a functioning member of society, and I have to wait until I'm sick before I can get treatment.
But the state has since changed that rule and will start paying for the medicines today.
I mean, it was like a miracle. I'm so happy.
State Health Department officials wouldn't say how much the expanded program will cost, but it will likely be a lot. Last year, the state spent $72.6 million treating 1,056 Medicaid patients with hepatitis C. The department projects an initial spike in people seeking the medicines, but expects that to stabilize shortly after. That matches with what Matt Salo has seen in other states. He's with the National Association for Medicaid Directors.
You're not getting 100% of those people showing up. And so the fear about that giant explosion of cost has come down, and that has also allowed states to say, okay, we can open up the coverage.
Hepatitis C attacks the liver over time. It first starts with scarring called fibrosis. Until now, a patient had to have stage 2 liver scarring before the state Medicaid program would pay for treatment. Dr. Michael Fried with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, has been trying to get his patients medicines earlier.
We actually are trying to treat people before they get advanced degrees of fibrosis because that leads to cirrhosis, risks for liver cancer, and then all the complications related to chronic liver disease.
He says he has hundreds of patients that will now be able to get these medications. Fried has received research funding and serves as a consultant to some of the drug companies that make the hepatitis C medications. The state's largest insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, also removed treatment restrictions last year. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.